and dragged him out of town and stoned him to death. But Stephen said, very similar to what Jesus had said, Stephen said, "Father, don't hold this against them. They don't know what they're doing. Forgive them." Well, that led to the church being scattered, and there was persecution everywhere. How many of you know that in your lives, or maybe in you or someone you know, that it took a little bit of trouble, a little bit of shaking up before you were willing to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You know, I in my life, I think back on my salvation, and things had to be going terribly wrong before I was able to humble myself, you know, get off my high horse, so to speak, to humble myself and not be quite so prideful and accept Jesus as my Lord, or even seek Jesus. You know, it's one of those things in our society that we are proud people, and we say these things from a young age. I can do that by myself. How many of you have heard kids say that? I can do that by myself. And we go on into life thinking, well, I can do that by myself. I don't need anybody. Well, the truth is, we all need Jesus, don't we? And Jesus has spoken in Matthew of such a time. Listen to what it says in Matthew 11:28-30. "Come to me, all who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So Jesus expects that many of us are going to carry heavy burdens, and we're going to need something that only Jesus can offer, and that's rest for our souls. You know, when we first hear about Philip, he's off in Samaria preaching to the Samaritans, and he's doing many signs and wonders, and people are being saved and led to the Lord. And then if that wasn't enough, we hear about him out walking in the desert, and the Holy Spirit speaks to him and says, "See that eunuch over there? He's in Ethiopia and he's reading God's word. Go talk to him about Jesus." So he does. The angel of the Lord tells him to go, and he goes. You know, it reminds me of how excited I was when I got saved. You know, the pastor and I used to go to the Eagles Club, and just before we'd go inside, we'd pray for divine appointments. We would pray that someone in there needed to hear about Jesus. And many times, we did meet with divine appointments. That was exciting. That was exciting. You know, and I wasn't always a pastor. You know, there was times in my life that I would pray, "Lord, give me divine appointments as well." And I remember sitting in my car during a break at work and having someone come to my door and knock on the window. And I would know that right away that they were going to ask me about Jesus. And sure enough, one day someone did do that. They said, "Donna, I heard you're converted." Because I was pretty wild at times. And I said, "Yeah." They says, "Well, tell me more about that. How is it that you came to know Jesus? And I would tell them. You know, and I would pray, "Father, send me to other plants so I can minister and tell about Jesus to other people." Needless to say, I was laid off a lot, and I moved around a lot, and I worked my way up from you know, being a hydraulic pipe fitter to being a builder to being leader to being a supervisor of a worldwide machine building company. But all the time, I was in places where I could do more witnessing for Jesus. So that was exciting. That was exciting. And then came my calling. One day I heard that someone else was going to be a pastor, and I asked how that was possible and congratulated the person, and before I knew it, the Holy Spirit was telling me, you know, kind of in a sleepless night kind of way, that I need to find out more information about that. And I did. And several months later, I told Vicki while at Mackinac City, you know, during Memorial Day. And I got to tell you, if you've ever been to Mackinac City and tried camping at Memorial Day, don't do it. You know, the June bugs were so, their fish flies were so, they were everywhere. You couldn't even breathe without breathing.